had just handed his client. "It's up to her," he said. She had waited so long to be back in charge of her own destiny, but for many, the burning question is not what Britney will do after her conservatorship, but what happened before and during it. In front of our very eyes, this sassy, feisty pop icon was put under such harsh restrictions that her father even had the final say over what color cabinets she had in her kitchen, and she was forced into a mental health facility against her will. She even had to justify every cup of coffee she bought. It was a highly controlling arrangement, compared by Britney herself to sex trafficking. How did it come to this? And what were the demons that led to her very public downward spiral? Britney has long been an artist of contradictions and mixed messages. In her very first auditions as a pop hopeful, record label bosses were bewitched by what was then her curious blend of wholesome Southern Christian girl and doe-eyed nymph. In the first song they gave her, she sang the lyrics, "Hit Me, Baby," and danced suggestively in a school uniform in the promotional video. Her first major magazine cover saw her pose erotically in bed while surrounded by childhood paraphernalia. She was just 18. For years, she insisted in interviews that she was a virgin, even as her songs and videos continued to deliberately tease the world. She wanted to have it both ways, and this captivated the public. But there is a price for playing those games. Britney became exhausted by the media's obsession about whether she was still a virgin. She found questions about her body and her sex life intrusive and took her split from Justin Timberlake very badly when the media tried to paint her as the villain. As far back as 2002, the fun went out of the game for Britney. It was as if the lights in her eyes had been switched off, and before long, she was on the path to meltdown in full view of the world's tabloid media. She spontaneously married in Las Vegas after a mammoth drinking session, divorcing just 55 hours later as her family and management panicked that her sudden spouse might get access to her fortune. She shaved her hair off in front of media cameras and attacked a photographer's car with an umbrella. She was in and out of rehab. For her parents, who had both witnessed tragedy firsthand as children, this behavior was extremely alarming. They became terrified about some of the people around Britney and also feared for the safety of their grandchildren. During the conservatorship years, another contradiction formed which never quite sat right with her fans. Britney seemed to be the hardest working woman in pop. She was forever recording, performing, and promoting. She did a residency in Las Vegas. She presented herself to the world as stable and industrious. Yet her guardians continued to argue that she was in a position of such vulnerability that they had to control every fiber of her existence. We all feel we know Britney Spears. Older pop fans have watched her grow up since she emerged onto the scene in 1998, while younger fans have never known a world without her. She has sold over 150 million records and commanded relentless attention from the media. We've seen her at her heights, performing imperiously on the biggest stages, and we've seen her lows, as she was strapped down and taken to a mental health facility. As the princess of pop, she has seen other acts come and go. Britney released her first single in 1998. That year, she shared the charts with the likes of Boyzone, All Saints, and Aqua, all long since forgotten. None of the stars she shares the spotlight with now were active when Britney began. Adele was 10 years old, Harry Styles was just 4, and Billie Eilish hadn't even been born. Yet Britney's music continues to be a part of the soundtrack to our lives, and she continues to be a source of fascination for the media. She feels like one of the family to millions, but how well do we really know her? Such is the longevity, scale, and success of her career and the tragedies of her story that rather than compare her to any of today's more short-lived pop stars, it's more helpful to compare her to the likes of Marilyn Monroe and Princess Diana. Like those two figures, she has come to represent much more than what initially made her famous. Instead, she symbolizes the pressures that fame puts upon female celebrities in particular. However much scandal, tragedy, and adversity haunts her, Britney always manages to keep going. Despite being in the most unforgiving and fickle industry of all, she is now in her third decade at the top.